This is the Shamus Space and Tech Briefing for Sunday, August 09, 2026. Here are today's headlines. From The Guardian, OpenAI to pause some work on AI model Astra due to security concerns. AI, artificial intelligence, agent found to be able to find and exploit vulnerabilities without human intervention and to carry out cyber attacks.
WSJ reports, ON Semiconductor reports higher profit, revenue on growing AI data center business.
Next, from TechCrunch, OpenAI acquires presentation startup Next Slide. Next Slide says its team members are now working on ChatGPT.
From Tech in Asia, NVIDIA plans $3 billion investment in Stargate developer Lancium.
Forbes reports, Runware squeezes a 1-megawatt AI data center into a 20-foot shipping container. Runware launches Sonic Inference Pods, modular 1-megawatt AI data centers in 20-foot shipping containers with 1,200 GPUs, closed-loop liquid cooling, and no water consumption, targeting 1 GW of inference compute by 2027 as U.S. data center construction faces multi-year grid delays.
Next, from WSJ, how Amazon built a data center in a California town without anyone noticing.
From Mashable, Flock pitched turning Uber and Lyft drivers into a mobile surveillance network. A leaked document reveals the surveillance company planned to tap roughly 350,000 rideshare vehicles for data collection.
Jalopnik reports, Europe will launch its own satellite constellation as its breakup with America continues. The EU and European space companies are building up their space muscles, creating a network of satellites that will provide critical communication support.
Next, from Organizer, India's orbital safety strategy, how ISRO is tackling space debris through collision avoidance and advanced tracking. India is strengthening orbital safety through advanced tracking, collision avoidance, and sustainable space initiatives amid rising space debris.
From The Real Deal, Jeff Bezos' Blue Origin secures incentives to build $650 million facility in Hutto. The Austin suburb has approved incentives for the space company to build a $650 million hybrid facility.
Breaking defense reports, Sheese confirmed as third Space Force chief. Lieutenant General Doug Sheese will inherit a bigger service with plans to grow further, but also a complex set of acquisition and workforce challenges.
Next, from WFTV, ULA working toward Vulcan return to flight as Blue Origin modifies the rocket's BE-4 engines.
That's the Shamus Space and Tech Briefing for Sunday, August 09, 2026. Sources are in the show notes. This episode is AI generated. Verify claims against the original sources.